This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, August 19th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. USDA cutting solar loans. Farmers could see higher health premiums. And Texas Ag Commissioner applauds ESA ruling. USDA rolling back loan support for clean energy. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins taking steps to end or scale back loan support for clean energy projects. A USDA memo obtained by AgriPulse details how the department is ending or restricting support for wind and solar projects under two rural development programs. During an appearance in Tennessee yesterday, Rollins said, quote, subsidized solar farms have made it more and more, even almost entirely impossible for new farmers to access farmland by making it more expensive and less available. Take note, the department provided no details on what Rollins had in mind in her remarks, but the USDA Rural Development Memo details new restrictions on business and industry loans and on loans and grants under the Rural Energy for America program. For more details, go to AgriPulse.com. Farmers could face sharp health insurance increases. Ag financial consultant Paul Neifer is warning farmers they could face a sharp premium increase if they're relying on Affordable Care Act policies for health insurance. Tax credits that reduce the cost of insurance are set to drop significantly in 2026. By more than 70% in some cases, Neifer says in a note to his Farm CPA Report subscribers. Most health insurance providers are assuming that many healthy people that were on the exchange will now drop coverage due to the overall reduction in tax credits, and this along with other inflationary practices will result in premiums next year increasing by an average of 18%, and in some cases over 20%, Neifer says. Take note, Neifer says 125 of 254 providers planned increases of 20% or more. Seven providers intend to raise premiums by more than 50%. Lesser prey chicken ruling earns plaudits. State and federal lawmakers are applauding a judge's order invalidating Endangered Species Act protections for the lesser prairie chicken. This is a big win for Texas and one we fought hard to get, Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller said yesterday. From day one, I've pushed back against former President Joe Biden's federal overreach because it was wrong for our farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. This court decision was more than just a legal victory. We stood our ground and we won. The Fish and Wildlife Service had asked U.S. District Judge David Counts of the Federal Court in West Texas to vacate and remand the Biden-era rule. Counts said the agency, quote, points to very serious error at the very foundation of the rule. The service argued that the Biden administration improperly applied the agency's policy when dividing two population segments of the bird, listing one as endangered and the other as threatened. Environmental groups said the ruling puts the chicken in dire straits. The bird habitat in Colorado, Kansas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Hemp funding for Minnesota farmers celebrated. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota's touting $500,000 in funding to create a new research partnership that would benefit Minnesota hemp growers. On a press call yesterday, the ranking member on the Agriculture Committee said the money is part of a $1 million earmark for the cereal disease lab at the University of Minnesota. The $500,000 is focused specifically on, quote, improving processing of industrial hemp fiber, according to Klobuchar's office. The Ag Appropriations Bill cleared the Senate 87-9. It still needs to pass the House, but Klobuchar said she's optimistic the hemp ruling language will survive. Craig LaPlante, a farmer in Crookston, Minnesota, said on the call that the main reason he grows hemp is to have more crop diversity. Referring to the hemp plant's deep roots, LaPlante said it's a very stabilizing crop and it can give a lot of potential diversity to our income base from northern Minnesota as well. HHS unveils MAHA in Action Tracker. The Department of Health and Human Services has launched a website with details on Make America Healthy Again accomplishments around the country. MAHA in Action is a, quote, dynamic new platform showcasing the powerful federal initiatives and the state-led reforms advancing President Donald Trump and Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s MAHA agenda, a HHS press release says. Restrictions on lab-grown meat, nutrition training requirements for medical students, expanded access to ivermectin, and removal of fluoride from drinking water are among the state actions cited on the tracker. Baby Peanut, House Ag Republican, announces birth. Congratulations to House Ag Committee member Kat Kamick. She's announced the birth of her first child. Kamick said at an X post, we'd like to formally introduce Miss Augusta Dare, a.k.a. Baby Peanut, Kamick said. Baby Augie, as Mom calls her, or Gussasaurus, as Dad calls her, made her debut on August 14th after a very long and tough labor. Baby is doing great and already showing us her sweet and sassy personality, while Mom is speedily recovering. The Republican representative serving her third term from Florida's 3rd District. Here's today's final word. Starting today, at USDA will no longer deploy programs to fund solar or REN projects on productive farmland, ending massive taxpayer handouts, also ending the use of panels made by foreign adversaries like China. That's Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins on a post on X yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, August 19th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.